Ron Brooks said, I think yesterday or the other day, that he kind of takes offense to the way Eagles defensive backs are talked about, both in this town, nationally, whatever, the way they're always kind of seen as the albatross of the team. Do you, do you feel the same way?
When usually all the question marks right now about our defense and most likely, or really about the team, is about the secondary. And so, you know, we're not immune to hearing that, but we take it personally, and we understand the challenge that's ahead of us. But, you know, I think all of us have the utmost confidence in ourselves individually and as a unit. And we understand that this next 4 weeks for us is crucial to, improve on ourselves individually and as a unit to be able to put something that we can be proud of on the field come week one.
When they talk about it, they don't mention you or Rodney about question marks. They mention cornerbacks. And is it, I mean, do you look at the group too and say, I mean, that's a fair thing. I mean, Jalen's only had two career starts. Patrick Robinson has been injured 25 of the last, you know, how many games he's played in 4 years. Do you understand that there are a lot of question marks around the cornerback position? And are you as intrigued to see how it plays out as anybody?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's a difference between concern and intrigue. I'm intrigued to see, you know, what steps Jalen Mills is going to take from his rookie year to now. I know one thing that, you know, I love about him last year was his ability to compete, his ability to shake plays off and continue to go at guys no matter who they were. He wanted the number one receiver at all times, and I think that's a great place to start from a young rookie. So I'm intrigued to see, where he goes. I'm intrigued to see Patrick Robinson, if he can stay healthy, if he can get back to form. I was with him when we drafted him in New Orleans, and I think, you know, he's got probably the best natural ability out of anybody in our room. And now him being a veteran, you know, knowing football, knowing how to play, I'm looking forward to him being able to come out here and make a name for himself. I'm intrigued to see what a lot of these young guys are going to bring to the table, with C.J. Smith really pushing for some significant time, Aaron Grimes back healthy and pushing for some significant time. Got Ryan Brooks hopefully coming back healthy. You know, I'm intrigued to watch all of that play out, but, you know, I'm not concerned at all about who we bring to the table, because I know the competition, I know the quality of guys, I know what we have out here. And whoever does rise to the top and take those spots is going to have earned it.
Because you have young guys like Rasul, like Jalen, Sidney, even though he probably won't play for a while, knowing what it's like here and that the corners are under the gun, do you feel like as a guy leader, you say something to them? Do you worry about how that impacts them, trying to prove too much? Or
No, I mean, if you don't understand already that it's, you have to be mentally tough to play in Philly, then you just probably won't make it. But, I don't think anybody has to be, you know, given the manual on how to operate in Philly. I think, you know, Jalen's got a great mindset. Like I said, Patrick Robinson's been in the league for a while. Some of these young guys will kind of learn as they go. But, you know, I'm not concerned about that.